When it comes to tree nuts being exported, and many of those tree nuts are widely exported around the world, these tariffs that the administration has put in place has got a lot of uncertainty for their sales. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Ryan Jacobson is CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
It's a big driving factor right now. We are, when it comes to what's going on the administration side, we're supportive of the concept of, that the administration really wants to protect American farmers. They want to make sure that American farmers aren't forgotten about, that we are at the top of the priority list. And so we're very appreciative of that, but in getting to that final result.
But Jacobson did say, it's not going easy, and there is a little pain out there.
We're seeing some pain, potentially some additional pain. And so it's just a matter of, hopefully the pain is short-lived, but the long-term benefit does pay off handsomely, hopefully.
In more tree nut news, now that almond harvest is ongoing, the processors definitely want cleaner nuts. And to do that, you need to condition the nuts. Use of a conditioner makes a big difference in the quality of the incoming nuts. Unblemished kernels are the goal. Processors also want cleaner loads. Less debris in the loads prevents kernels from being scuffed up in the process. Unblemished kernels are the goal. So take the time to make sure you're delivering quality. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.